The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Welcome to Day 20 of Love Now. Today's title is Let Love Continue. Mother Teresa said, "I have found the paradox that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love." And also, "Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier." Our text today is Hebrews 13:1. Let brotherly love continue. Observe how other translations render this verse. In the NIV, it's written, "Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters." The Message paraphrase says, "Stay on good terms with each other, held together by love." And Mount's reverse interlinear New Testament says, "Brotherly love must continue." In the original language, Hebrews 13:1 is only three Hebrew words. A definite article, the noun Philadelphia, which means the brotherly love between believers, and the verb meno, which is defined as to remain or abide. It can also mean to dwell with. In this verse, the verb is a present active imperative. While the verse is short in length, it is profoundly deep in meaning and application. The key to mining its treasure is found in the verb meno. The word occurs 118 times in the New Testament, with 52 instances found in the Gospels. Of those 52 occurrences, 40 are found in John's Gospel. Of those, 11 occur in John 15. In his pivotal chapter, John records Jesus' words to his disciples, where he says, "Abide in me, and I in you," in John 15:4. Jesus also says, "Whoever abides in me and I in him bears much fruit," in John 15:5. And a few verses later, Jesus declares, "Abide in my love," John 15:9. When you're connected to Jesus, as a branch is connected back to the trunk of the tree, Christ provides everything necessary for your spiritual growth. "Apart from me, you can do nothing," John 15:5. However, attached to Christ, you have all of His power to enable you to love like Him. Remaining in Christ means you bear fruit, which includes His love. You can continually love others because you are constantly attached to Jesus. For instance, consider a lamp plugged into a wall outlet. The lamp always has the potential to shine because it is attached to the power source. However, there is an on and off switch connected to it. The potential is there for the lamp to remain on continuously unless it is turned off. Likewise, the source of Jesus' love is always available and can never be turned off while you are connected to Him. However, just because that potential is always there doesn't automatically mean that you will choose to live with your spiritual switch turned on. You must decide to live with Jesus and show His love to one another. Jesus remains in you and empowers you to abide in Him while commanding you to keep on loving others. You never have an excuse to have your love switch turned off because God's supply is always available. Remember, true love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres, and it never fails, as seen in 1 Corinthians 13:7 through 8. This is precisely the reason you must always love now. Remember, the verb in Hebrews 13:1 is a present active imperative, which means there is never a moment that we are not commanded to show God's love. Let love continue. Keep loving now. Consider these questions today. Why is abiding in Jesus the key to continually loving? What causes your love switch to be in the off position when God's love for you is always there? How does the word abide found in the following scripture apply to today's devotion? John 8:31-32. It reads, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" Thanks for listening. Have a great day abiding in the love of Christ.